this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. Super excited tonight to have with us for the first time. Her name is Liz McIntyre. She's a consumer privacy expert and founder of Citizens Against Marking, Chipping, and Tracking. The book is called Spy Chip. She's one of the authors of the book, along with Catherine Albrecht, who also is a GCN host as well. And it's all about your privacy, how you're being tracked, these new fancy credit cards they've given us, implantable chips, and maybe we'll even get into the mark of the beast as well. Liz McIntyre, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let me start by asking you about the book, which I know this book originally came out in 2010. It's called Spy Chips.
Actually, a little earlier than that. The one you got was back in 2006, but it's very relevant because we were talking about RFID technology and how it was going to come about, and now all these years later, our predictions have come true.
Yeah, it very much was a prophecy here of what would really happen, and all of this has happened. One of the things that it's sort of an ongoing debate that I have had on my Facebook page with some of my followers, this whole issue that if you have an RFID chip in your credit card, that someone can actually steal information from it. Now, I've read that that's true. And I've actually posted some articles about this, and I've had a number of my followers on Facebook say, no, that's not true. Someone can't get close enough to you with a device and steal that information. You would know. What's the bottom line on that?
Okay. The bottom line is you're kind of both right, because it depends on the kind of chip and card we're talking about. There are different kinds of RFID chips or tags that can be put into not only credit cards, but any other objects. And based on the kind of chip, we would have different read ranges, how far they can be read. Now, some credit cards, most of the ones today, have a chip that's near-field communication. That's only if you put it in the machine is it going to get read. So the chances of it being skimmed by someone walking by you is pretty much nil. And actually, it's a pretty good security measure. However, a few years ago, there were some credit card companies that started putting out chips that could be read from a distance. And Amex Blue cards were one of those kinds of cards. Now, I'm not sure exactly the current state of those chips because, you know, these credit card companies are changing up things all the time. But there was proof that, yes, someone with a homemade skimmer device could walk by you and pick up your credit card numbers. And that's why, you know, it was so important to not, first of all, not have those particular kinds of remotely readable cards. But if you did have those, to put them in some kind of a protective wallet so that they could not be read from a distance.
One of my neighbors, she knows I'm a financial guy, and this was a couple of years ago. She called me very upset. She wanted to come over, and so she came over and talked to me out in front here in the driveway, was telling me that she was down at the gas station at the corner. And there was a guy got out of his car and got kind of close to where she was and pointed a device at her and waited for a couple of minutes. And he was doing some tapping on it, or I don't know if it was what it was, but she said it was a box. And he stood there, and then he sort of had a smile on his face, and he got back in his car and he left. And she was completely freaked out by this. Is that possible that that's what he was attempting to do, or actually did do this picking up of something that she had, whether it's a credit card or something else that was RFID on her person?
I mean, it is potentially possible. I don't know exactly what kind of card she had or the read range on any RFID tag she might have had, but there was a concern a few years back. If you recall, some gas stations were using RFID in cards so that people could just kind of go up to the gas pump and fill gas up without having to stick in a credit card or anything. And in fact, this I'm looking at one right now. Timex, you know the famous watch and clock maker?
Right.
Timex made a watch specifically for gas stations. So it has an RFID tag in it, so you could just go up and wave your watch and buy your gas. I have one right here. It's no longer sold, so it's kind of a collector's item. So, yeah, and there was a problem with those because people were able to skim the numbers off of those. And so that's why they started forcing people to put in, like, their zip codes. They weren't even, you know, the convenient, walk by swipe devices anymore because of course criminals always find a way to defeat technology.
So these little envelopes that sometimes people will buy, or even these wallets that will block the transmission of the signal from the RFID chip on anything you have in the wallet or inside these little envelopes, are those necessary today or not?
You know, I would always recommend that, because especially if you don't know what kind of card you have or what you might have. Now, I will say that there was testing on some of these wallets, and I don't have, you know, documentation on which ones are good and which ones aren't. But, you know, you have to be sure that if you are going to buy something like that, that it's actually going to work. So be really careful, because I'm sure there are some people out there selling wallets that really aren't going to completely protect your cards. Although, you know, these RFID tags communicate by radio waves, and radio waves can go through solid objects, but typically they aren't going to go through metal, right? So if you put aluminum foil around a card, or if you have a wallet or a purse that's lined in aluminum foil, or
I've heard some people say the Altoids mint box, the little metal box that those come in.
That probably would work. Yes, I would imagine that would work.
And it's just about the right size for a credit card, I think. So is there a device that, like, a person could buy just to check what you have and what lights up? Like, is there something I could get and kind of walk around my house or get close to my wallet to see what exactly does show up? Or is there an app maybe for my phone that would tell me what my vulnerabilities are?
Wouldn't that be great, Jim? I would love that. For years, I've said we should have something like that, if just to protect ourselves. The problem here is that even if you had a device that would pick up some RFID tags in the environment, and I'm not saying that they're pervasive yet, okay, because mostly from what we know, they're in the back rooms, and these companies have pretty much shut down a lot of the on-shelf individual item tagging, or at least being very quiet about it. So you might not even, you know, there could be tags that we don't even know about because they don't want people to know. But if you were to get some kind of a reader device, because the tags operate at different frequencies and they sometimes have encryption at different levels, it's possible that you could pick up some tags and not others. And so it would be a false sense of security if, say, you walked through and you had a device that would read, you know, chips on one card but not on another card. So I think that, frankly, this is what we need, and I think we need some laws in place to protect consumers, something we don't have, especially when it comes to forcible chipping, but really any kind of remote tracking technology like RFID. Stores should be giving us very clear information. We have a right to, when we buy something, to buy it and not expect to be tracked through the things we wear and carry, or if we have a contract with a credit card company or a bank, why should we be forced to carry cards that could be tracked from a distance?
Yeah, and then, of course, with the whole idea of the smart home, where your refrigerator is connected to the internet and, you know, you've got webcams inside of children's toys that could maybe connect to some of this. All right, a lot more to get into. We've got a 4-minute break coming up. We're going to talk about chipping your pet. chipping your kids, the mark of the beast. What about identity theft and all of this? A lot more on this edition of Jim Paris Live. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Our guest is co-author of Spy Chips. Her name is Liz McIntyre. We're talking about RFID, which means radio frequency identification tag. And this is in your credit card. It's also in products that you buy, which create these just weird scenarios where maybe you buy a book and you bring that book home. Well, that book could have a chip in it and you could be tracked. And I mean, you could only imagine, you know, maybe the government or some group wants to find out who's reading certain kinds of books, and that's one way they could track you. Is that right, Liz McIntyre?
Well, you know, let me clarify that, because it depends on the kind of chip, and it depends on how far the technology goes. And maybe to give your listeners a sense of how this works would be useful to them, so they can better understand what we're talking about. RFID is basically, you've got a tag. It's composed of a tiny microchip with an antenna, okay? And some of these tags are as small as a grain of sand. They're so small, some of them. And they can be bigger. Most of them do not have batteries on board, okay? But what they do contain is a unique number, like a social security number, for things, in fact. And you may say, well, it's just a number, but just like a social security number is a really important number that can link to so much really critical information in a database, an RFID tag number can do the same exact thing. It could link to virtually unlimited information about the product, perhaps even about the person who wears and carries that particular product. Now, these chips are read by reader devices, and the reader devices not only pick up find the tags, they do like a fishing expedition for tags, where they send out radio waves. And what happens is, when it hits a tag, that tag is powered up externally by that reader device, and it reflects back that unique number. So that's how it works. Now, how far they can be read depends on the device. Like I said, most of them do not have batteries, and so they're only going to be read, many of them, from maybe a few centimeters, some maybe from a few feet. But if it has a battery on board, like the toll tag you have in your car is an RFID device. So if you have one of those toll tag readers, well, you know how far that can get read and how fast that can get read as you speed down the highway. So it depends on the device and how far they can be read. So, yes, there is definitely a problem when these things get on the things we wear and carry, because they can track us by association, right? So if I have a pair of shoes with an RFID tag in those, I mean, how often do I change my shoes, right? That's a de facto, you know, link to me if someone knows that those are my shoes, has figured that out, and they can tell where I am and where I'm going to be, depending on how far the reader device reads. Now, because these radio waves travel invisibly and through solid objects, these tags can be embedded in products, right? Not just in tags hanging outside, but they could actually, say, be embedded in a sole of a shoe. And the reader device is the same thing. They could be in shelves, invisible to you. They can be in doorways, invisible to you, in park benches. They could be in your car one day. So if you want to start your car, you'll have to be there with one of these tags in order to start your car.
Wow, so, that's amazing when you think about all the different. So some of this actually could be a positive use. Like, for example, I've been reading about Amazon planning to, with their takeover of Whole Foods and then getting into some physical store locations. I've read articles where they're envisioning like a cashier-less type of a checkout, where you walk in and it knows it's you in the store, and you just take what you want and you walk out and it charges you. And there's no line, there's no checkout, it's just automatic. And that sounds really cool, but... Right.
Problem is, your anonymity is then gone.
Yeah.
You know, we all want to have cash. We want to be anonymous to stores we're going into. For example, we want to buy something anonymously. How can we do that if they know who we are by virtue of the chips that we wear and carry? Right. So, you know, and this way they would know everything. And imagine, I mean, already there's a concern with the shopper carts that people sometimes use in stores. Because what stores want to do is track everything that you buy so they can know everything about you and create a profile in order to sell you more stuff, right? And there have actually been some proposals that stores want to sell this information to, say, insurance companies. Imagine.
Well, there's an app that I just read about where you go into your favorite retail store and you then turn this app on your phone. And as you're walking through the store, it actually knows where you're at in the store. It knows your buying habits. And then it begins to suggest things to you like, hey, look to your right. There's a deal on this, you know, macaroni and cheese or whatever. That's scary to me. That's too much help. I don't want that much help.
Actually, yes. And in fact, our cell phones are de facto tracking devices, actually. And I encourage everyone to turn off your Bluetooth, turn off your, you know, put it in a Faraday cage, put it in some kind of foil-lined pouch when you go places because, you know, you're being tracked everywhere you go because marketers want to track people. They want to know everything they do. They want to know all about people so they can sell them more stuff. But of course, once a private company has your information, we all know that the government can get that information. And the government is now very interested in all of our information and predicting crimes and who's a good person and who's a bad person. And I mean, this is, it gets to a point where, you know, we can actually lose our civil rights and our civil liberties because, Jim, you know, once you can be tracked, you can be monitored. And then once you can be monitored, you can be controlled because information at that granular level can be used against us, and it's not good for a democratic society. It just simply isn't.
One scenario I had read about, which was really chilling, is let's say that we all had an embedded chip in us physically, and let's say that you wanted to go out and be part of a demonstration. So you go out to a street corner with 20 or 30 or 50 other people, and you demonstrate against or for your favorite cause. And then all of a sudden, the authorities show up with a chip reader and announce to the crowd, we know who you all are. And if you don't disperse, we're going to start taking $50 per minute out of your bank account. And they can begin doing that. And I'm like, wow, never thought of that.
Oh, absolutely. And they could even do it silently. Of course, radio waves are silent. It could be somebody in plain clothes just walking by, skimming and picking up all the numbers, let's say in shoes, because those are de facto identifiers for people because most people only have a few pair of shoes, right?
Right.
So, and if you check out with those and buy those shoes at a store, that's then linked perhaps to your credit card you paid with, right? And so even if they couldn't track that particular pair of shoes, they would say, well, that pair of shoes belongs to, you know, Jim Paris because he bought them at, you know, this expensive store down here downtown. And wow, you know, so anytime we see Jim Paris, we'll know that he's been at this particular rally, and then maybe next time you get on a plane, you'll all of a sudden be flagged for extra.
Yeah, exactly. Countdown. And that's where, you know, everyone, until it happens to you that you get on the watch list or you are falsely accused of a crime, you know, everybody's like, well, I'm an open book, you know, track me, do whatever you want. But then when you become a victim of that, that's when you realize that the government doesn't handle data well. Case in point, this Air Force guy that was dishonorably discharged shouldn't have been able to buy a gun, but the Air Force didn't put him on the list as someone who had been convicted in a court martial, and he was able to buy a gun, and a tragedy happened. All right, after the break, chipping kids, chipping animals, and what about Bitcoin? Is that something that Liz McIntyre will weigh in on as well?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
It's called Spy Chips. You can get it over at Amazon. And Liz McIntyre, what is the best website for people to get in touch with you?
Well, right now I have a site about human chipping. We're trying to get laws passed in all 50 U.S. states to prevent forcible human chipping, which is becoming necessary, unfortunately, at CAMCAT, CAMCAT.org. That's CAMCAT.org. Also, I'm on Twitter, at Liz McIntyre.
Okay, and you're involved, too, with the StartPage search engine, right?
StartPage is great, yes. StartPage.com. Private search gives excellent search results without any tracking. And by the way, Jim, that is so important these days. We talk about small things that people can do to protect their privacy, and not only their privacy, but to promote privacy overall. If you use startpage.com, no one gets your information. So you can look up your medical conditions. You can look up financial information. And it won't be tracked or logged like it is at Google or Yahoo. And we also have a free proxy, so you can actually surf the web without anyone seeing you or putting any kind of malware on your computer if you are protected by our free proxy. So I encourage everyone to check that out.
All right, very good. Okay, so let's talk about the chips that go inside people and even animals for that matter. I think there's a misconception that, like, if your dog runs away, that you could log onto the internet and then just see, oh, my dog is 2 miles away. I'll just get in my car and go get him. It doesn't really work like that. Isn't that right?
That's absolutely right, Jim. Those chips are readable from probably about 6 centimeters, probably even closer. And that's the same thing right now with the human chips that have been put in people. They're very short read range. But let me say, just because it's short read range doesn't mean it's a good thing or it's okay. There are many reasons why it's a super bad idea to get shipped.
Yeah, and so my listeners would be very upset with me if I didn't ask you sort of the $64,000 question, which I see is in the book here in two locations. Mark of the Beast. And, of course, in Revelation, it talks about a mark, a physical mark on the right hand or forward, or forehead. But a lot of people are thinking that this chip could somehow be part of this. And then I saw an article recently where a chip was made as a tattoo, which was like exactly as described in Revelation, that somehow they created a tattoo, which was a physical external mark that can do all that an RFID chip can do. Your thoughts on any of that?
Absolutely. And for those interested in looking up the verse you're referencing, it's in Revelation 13:16-17, talking about this mark, and that if you don't take it, that you won't be able to buy or sell. And of course, RFID could bring about that kind of world. But I do caution people, you know, don't say, oh, here, this chip, this glass encapsulated chip people are putting in their arms or between the webbing of their thumb and their pointer finger, don't go calling that the mark of the beast, because then people won't believe you when it's something else, right? And you just pointed out, you know, another iteration of RFID, this RFID tattoo that would fit better, because who's going to want a big chip lump in their forehead, right? So that's why I always warn people, you don't know what it's going to be. Just be watching. And I don't think anyone will be tricked if this time comes when you're forced to have something done. But yes, there's actually a company called Somark, S-O-M-A-R-K, that has a tattoo that they developed for use on animals, even animals with hair like cows and so on. And what it is, it's got all these needles, like tattoo needles, and it's just a very quick process where all these needles are loaded up with reflective electromagnetic ink and, you know, shot into the flesh, basically, to create this unique fingerprint of sorts that will reflect back when a device powers it up. So, like you said, it works just like a chip.
That looks much like more like the mark of the beast. And
much more, yes.
I'll tell you this. I'm working on a book right now. And so let me tell you, you're thinking, wow, this is weird. Okay, so I'm a big advocate of digital currency. I love it, and I even teach a class on it. But I'm writing a book right now about Bitcoin and the mark of the beast. And I sort of have this weird idea that there could somehow someday be a connection between, let's say, a digital currency that let's say the Antichrist says, this is my currency, and this is the only currency, and you have to buy and sell through this blockchain that I've created. Have you and Catherine gotten into the digital currency area as far as weighing in one way or the other? And is there any connection to these RFID chips and the Bitcoins and the other ones that are out there now?
We haven't actually gotten into that, although we advocate keeping cash because we believe people should have anonymous ways to pay for things, because we don't want everybody knowing everything about us. We think that's really important for freedom. But as far as Bitcoin, I love Bitcoin because of the anonymity it provides if it's done right. But you're right. It is possible that, like with anything else, the government could try to regulate that to say, wow, we need to know what you're buying and selling, right, so that we can tax you properly. How do we know that you're not laundering money or whatever, right? And this RFID tag that could be placed in people or tattooed on people, I mean, it's possible it could be linked, because one of the big issues with Bitcoin types of currency is identification and proof of who really owns it, right? And I know I've talked to some people who have had some Bitcoins and they've had it associated with a specific, you know, account or email address, and they forget.
A QR code that comes up in your Bitcoin wallet that this is how you send to me, is by, you can actually take a phone and take a picture of that, or if you're a store owner, put that up like by the cash register. And that design, that physical QR code, actually rings up the money to come to you instantly. It's really amazing.
It is. It is amazing. So I'll be interested to read what you write about it, because it sounds fascinating, and like you're taking this to a step that we haven't gone, and I look forward to that.
Yeah, because the thing that I'm fascinated about is, you know, Bitcoin is now like breaking off into multiple different kinds of Bitcoin. So right. There's sort of been this disagreement within the developer community about what's the best way for Bitcoin to run. And so different miners of Bitcoin are now breaking off into these other iterations of Bitcoin. So a new one is starting tomorrow called Bitcoin Gold. And then a few weeks back, a couple of months ago, something started called Bitcoin Cash. So it's Bitcoin, but it's like a different version of it, of Bitcoin. And so that was one of my thoughts was, and it's interesting because within this sort of alternative media community, I've run across people that are just ardently against Bitcoin and are never going to go there. And then those that love it. And it's just odd how, because it can be anonymous. And so I would have thought, wow, well, the, you know, sort of the Patriot movement would have really embraced it, but not necessarily. There's a lot of people suspicious of it. Is this somehow a government secret, you know, way of tracking us? And it certainly could be.
Yeah.
We just don't know. We don't even really know where Bitcoin actually came from, you know, to begin with. Before we hit this break, though, let's talk about chipping kids, because this is something that it sounds good, right? If my kid were kidnapped or disappeared, I would be able to find them. But we run across the same problem as chipping animals, right? That chip is not going to broadcast and tell us where the kid is if they've turned up missing.
Absolutely. Right now, the ones that are popular, and when I say popular, a few people have them, have been crazy enough to get them. They can only be read from a very short distance, like 6 centimeters. I mean, that's like, what, not even an inch, right? So it's not really going to do anything if they're taken off someplace, somewhere. Plus, the other thing is, if a kid can be tracked by a chip, let's say that the chips evolve, and there have been chips that have come about with actual GPS devices and batteries, and the batteries only last, say, about 5 years right now. I mean, they have developed them for tracking large animals and so on. I mean, it's theoretically possible, but, I mean, why wouldn't a criminal just take it out? That's a gruesome thought, but, I mean, really.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought. Why? And then you're subjecting your kid to even more risk. What if somebody hacks into that network and then they can track your kid as well, which is another scary thought. All right, our last segment here with Liz McIntyre. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
Author and personal security expert Liz McIntyre is with us. The book is Spy Chips, and her website is camcat.org, camcat.org. And the special anonymous browser they have is called Start Page, and you can just type that in Google. And I just did that in the break, and it came right up, and it's right there. A lot of questions are coming in from listeners. If you have a question, go ahead, and we're going to just do email tonight. So jim@christianmoney.com, put your city in the subject line, and we'll try to get to as many of these questions as possible. And several people, our regulars, already have some questions queued up here. Liz, someone wants you to go over, this is from Dallas, Texas. Can you go over proxy connections again? They said you mentioned that really quickly. I always use a proxy when I'm up at Starbucks so that I feel like I'm more secure doing that. I might be wrong, but tell us what exactly that is. I use it, and I think I know what it is, but you tell us.
Okay. Startpage.com. That's Start and Page, StartPage.com. It's actually a private search engine, and it delivers actual Google search results, but in privacy and without a search bubble. So you go there, you search for something, and then you get a bunch of links that come up, right? And you may want to go to one of those links and click on it. But before you click, let's say you're not sure about a site. You're looking up something, but you don't want them to know who you are, right? Because you have an anonymous search. But now maybe you want to go to that page anonymously. So if you look underneath the results, you can see a little word. It says proxy, P-R-O-X-Y. If you click on proxy, you can go to that particular search result page anonymously as well. And the only thing that that third-party site will see is Start Page. They won't see you. They won't know anything about you. And in fact, because you're going through our proxy, the Start Page proxy, nobody there can, the third-party site can't see you. Their advertisers can't see you and give you annoying ads that track you across the internet. And they can't download malware or spyware onto your computer because you're protected within the Start Page proxy. So it's a service that I don't believe any other private.
That is so interesting because I've had this happen, you know, where you go to Amazon and you're maybe looking to buy a basketball and you decide that either you buy it or you don't. It doesn't matter. Like for the next 3 days, every computer in my house has ads for basketballs.
Right.
And I just feel so creepy. I want to go take a shower. What's going on here? I already bought the basketball. You keep bringing up these ads. That's how they do it, right? They're putting a file on my computer and they know it's me and they keep bringing that ad to me.
Right. Things called cookies. And StartPage doesn't use any cookies. We don't log anybody. And if you use our proxy, we don't still, you're still private. So you get the best of all worlds. You get to search privately. So Google or Yahoo, they're not getting your information and building a profile on you and sharing that with their, you know, so that you can, so you get all these crazy ads. And then when you go to the website, you can go there anonymously too. Now that becomes really, really important because think of the things you search for every day, Jim. Things like medical conditions, financial information. I mean, if these websites get this information about you, they can get a pretty good picture of who you are.
Well, here's, so, and you'd watch any criminal trial. It's like, boom, what's one of the first things they do is they get the person who's accused, they get their computer, and they look at what websites they went to.
Exactly.
And that immediately then begins to build the case like, oh, well, your spouse died, and you were looking up insurance, life insurance rates 3 months before, so you must have done this for the life insurance money. And maybe they right. did do it for that, but you're kind of setting yourself up for them to frame you and make you the perfect, you know, criminal for that crime by giving them all that data.
Absolutely. And it can be something really innocent where you're totally innocent, you know, and we don't want to tell anyone to commit a crime or anything, obviously, but there are a lot of innocent searches people make that could make them look like they're guilty. For example, after the horrible shootings in Las Vegas, I didn't know what a bump stock was, right? And so I wanted to, what's a bump stock? I want to see what that is. Not because I wanted to buy one, because I wanted to understand more about it. So if I went and searched on that, say at Google, and they had that information, well, what do you think would happen there? I mean, someone would go, wow, she's looking up bump stocks.
Yeah, and we need to start monitoring her. We've always thought that she was a little bit crazy with the spy chips thing, but now she's looking up bump stocks. Right. We need to put her on the list here to follow her. So back to my Starbucks example. So I put this little, it's like an extension on my Chrome browser. And supposedly, when I click on this, it lights up. And then it says that I'm actually going to the internet by way of like this third-party site. And this would help me to be protected against somebody that's sitting there in Starbucks and would be able to see what I'm doing and maybe steal, you know, my bank account login or my credit card login. Is that the same thing we're talking about with what StartPage can do, or is that different?
It's similar. In fact, in some ways, it's a little bit better because I will tell you, what you're talking about is a third party. You may not know who that third party is. That third party may be protecting you against, say, someone who's going to try to skim what you're looking up, but they may be taking your information to sell you stuff and to advertise to you. So, you know, unless you pay for a say, a VPN, a virtual private network, connection, and you trust that connection, you have to be wary. So I can tell you that the StartPage proxy, we're not collecting your information. I mean, I know those people. I know them well. I trust them, and it's a great service. And so if you want to be really private, even if you were using your own proxy, Jim, or a VPN.
Oh, that's true. You could use both, right?
Absolutely, because when you're using our proxy, I don't believe you can be fingerprinted. Because, as you know, you could be fingerprinted. And frankly, if you're using a VPN or a third party and you go to the start page site, I mean, you can't be seen because we have encryption on there, right? And then you use the proxy. So, yeah, I would double up for sure.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, so this is coming in from Chicago. They want to know about passports. They say that they've read that the newer passports actually have a chip in them and broadcast, and that this is a problem when you're maybe traveling overseas. Someone could get close to you and get that information and somehow use that to take advantage of you while you're traveling overseas.
Right. The new passports have had RFID tags in them for a while, and you can't disable them because if you do, then they're technically not legal for travel. And I think it's a criminal charge, too, for tampering with a passport. So it's always wise to carry your passport in a radio frequency-proof bag or some kind of a thing you might hang around your neck or a special wallet, and they have to be a bigger size typically because that's not going to fit into your little, what did you say, an Altoids can?
unless they come out with a larger version of the Altoids. But so the passport, does it broadcast further distances than like the credit cards? You were saying you have to be really super close to the credit cards. Is it different with a passport?
Well, some credit cards are further than others, by the way. So it depends.
Okay.
But with this passport, it's not a super big read range, although researchers have shown that they can read them from a longer distance than you might think. So you need to be careful with them. Actually, because of activists like myself and Catherine, we were saying, hey, you can't have these remotely readable passports. You're going to put citizens at danger when they go overseas, right, or anywhere, because they could be tracked. And so, you know, they basically changed a lot of the parameters on those. So they're not quite as readable from quite as far. But, you know, people, hackers who have...
Yeah, these hackers are so brilliant. You know, you always say if they use their mind for a good purpose, because they always have some way to get, you know, to get around these systems. Last quick question here then is coming in from Philadelphia. They want to know about, can an RFID-enabled device connect to a smart home appliance? Or, you know, what they're talking about is like where your refrigerator connects to the internet, these smart home appliances. Can the RFID, let's say it's only for short distances, but can something in your house read it and then put it up on the internet? And then now the internet is sort of the transmission point for the data, not the chip itself.
Well, theoretically, and that's the danger. When I say, you know, these short read ranges, don't be fooled, because just because something has a short read range doesn't mean it's not a problem. Because let's say you have, hypothetically, a chip in your hand. Let's hope nobody does that, but let's say you do put a chip in your hand. And then you're holding your phone. Some phones have RFID readers in them, and it wouldn't surprise me if they more of them have them. And so just because this could only be read, you know, from like an inch away or something, and you're holding your phone in your hand, I mean, your chip theoretically could be read and then broadcast pretty much anywhere through a phone. And you'd have to think about this, because, you know, one reason I formed Captain Cat was because the World Olympians Association official, he wanted to chip all of Olympic athletes with RFID tags that had little sensors attached to pick up whether the people were cheating on drugs.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, and this is absolutely, so people think, well, this is so far-fetched. So what I'm saying is, these chips and people and the things you wear and carry, some have longer read ranges, some really short ones, but somehow that information can be transmitted. And
it's all evolving as computers get smaller and smaller. I mean, who knows, like you could have a whole iPhone implanted in your body at some point, and that's going to be weird, but some people will do it because it's kind of neat to have probably the technology of that. But all right, camcat.org. Liz McIntyre, thank you so much. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack. focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.